Okay, we're doing Proverbs 4, chapter 14, verse 28. In a multitude of the nation is the glory of the king or the king's glory. And without a nation, the prince is broken. The Matsudos translated as broken and fear. There's a terrible fear. So the question is, what is this fear that without a nation, what's this fear? Okay? The answer is there's two types of people that are king. There's one type of person that doesn't desire to be king, but he has the qualities of a king. And if the nation needs him, so then he does his job. In other words, Moshe didn't want the job. David didn't want the job, but they were selected for it. Okay? They haven't been selected by God. But the fact is that they look at it as a responsibility that they have the ability. But there's certain people that have emotional desire to be a leader. If that is true, then without a nation, then they will have a terrible conflict. They'll be in great pain because they don't have, they haven't satisfied their desire. And with the majority of nation is the glory of the king. In other words, he is dependent, or the multitude of a nation, he is dependent, even if he does become king, he's dependent on the nation to satisfy that emotion. A lot of people think they're great because they control others. But the truth is they're dependent on the others so they could satisfy their need for control. So the thing is there are many consequences a person can have for the desire to be a leader. One of the consequences is that you are dependent on that nation and your happiness or unhappiness is dependent on the people. You are dependent on them. You're not an independent person. Okay, we're verse 29. 29 is slowness to anger is great wisdom, great knowledge. And short-tempered raises foolishness. Now, the second half is when you get angry and you react to it. I understand that. But what is this long to anger? I mean, it's interesting. It doesn't say to control anger. And the second question is, what does it mean a lot of knowledge? It takes a lot of knowledge to have that waiting for anger, not to have anger immediately. Okay? But what is the knowledge that you have if you do wait? It should be just the opposite. The answer is that controlling of anger is a good thing, but the fact is that is not what the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk is talking about that you do not carry out your anger until you think through what's the proper response in this situation. In other words, controlling anger means that I don't act. That's it. I just don't know what to do, so I don't act. That's better than acting having a release of your anger and acting on it, that would lead to total destruction. That's what it means. It raises foolishness. But the thing is that we're saying that a person, when he gets angry, when there's a situation that awakens his anger, then he should wait to think it out. That's what it means, Rav Tfuna. He had a lot of thought. It takes a lot of thought to work out, and it trains the mind to work out how to act correctly in any given situation. And so therefore, when you not control your anger, but don't have an outlet, don't act on this situation until the act is based on wisdom, that's the ultimate response. And it takes time. You have to train yourself to be able to do that, not to act. First step is to control anger. Don't act because at least you don't do the wrong thing. But then the second level, the highest level, is to stop and think about what is the correct way of acting. The best way of acting in that situation. Slow to anger means that I do not act on my anger until I think it out. It's not controlling of anger. It's I don't get angry until I think it out, and then I think of the correct response. Verse 30 is the health of the flesh is a healthy heart. And rot to the bones comes from jealousy. Okay? The question is, one is, how does a healthy mind, by healthy heart it means a healthy mind. So what does it mean? How does a healthy mind lead to healthy, what does that mean? That leads to health. And the opposite should be an unhealthy heart. Why does he mention a particular emotion like jealousy that leads to the rot of the body, of the bones? And what is rot of the bones? Okay, a healthy mind over here means where, in other words, as healthy mind for Mishle, for Proverbs, is where he undoes his conflicts. A person gets old because of his conflicts. If you look at some of our presidents that became president that when they were young, like Carter and Clinton and Obama, they came in, they were young, they left with gray hair. Within 4 years, after the first term, they had had gray hair, their eyes were puffy, they looked sagging, they really looked old. Because tension brings to old age, pressure and conflict brings to old, causes sickness. So therefore, a healthy mind means where he's lacks conflict. He has less conflict, so that is healthy. And rotted bones, I don't think it means the bones actually rot. I think it means the disease of the, in other words, an unhealthy heart. It's a metaphor for an unhealthy body. Now, the question is, why does it come from kinna? I mean, kinna, jealousy. There are certain...
Jealousy was a particular...
Like, for instance, let's take anger. Anger is a certain situation that brings up anger. Okay, there are certain situations that bring out different emotions. But by jealousy, jealousy is a disease of the soul. Why? Because the thing is that it is a conflict. It's a conflict with any human being that he can't tolerate that any human being has something. Okay? If any human being has something, so then he can't tolerate that they have anything. Psychologically, why that is true, it is true because the thing is that if he has something, it means he has the love of authority. Whether the authority is God or the authority is his parents, his unconscious parents, the thing is that jealousy is the disease that totally takes over the total human being, and it's there at all times that he can't tell. He sees somebody has. Our sages say that a rich man cannot tolerate the poor man having tattered shoes. What does it mean? Because if he has something, it means he has the love of God, which is, it's like that competition, that childish competition for love. So it's a disease of the inner person, of his very soul. So they use jealousy as the essential destruction of the soul. In other words, they use that example, instead of just saying a life in conflict, And they use the ultimate destruction, the particular destruction, which is the worst disease. So they're telling you two things. One is conflict will harm you, and two is the one that is worse, that doesn't need a situation that's constantly there, that that's jealousy, which is the ultimate destruction of the soul.